We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, joined by Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz. Coach, how are you?
Doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Good, Coach. Tough one this past week against SMU. Just break down what you guys felt like led to the loss.
Oh, you know, number one, SMU's a good team. They're probably going to be ranked in the top 15 this week. But, you know, we just got to make plays there at the end of the ball game in order to close it out. We had a first and 10 from the 12 and had to settle for a field goal. And then we had a couple third down situations where we had them in third and long. And unfortunately, they were able to convert. And, you know, you shut the door there. You got a chance to win it and not go into overtime. And in overtime, we had a missed guy got whipped up on the line, and we got sacked. And when you get behind the sticks in overtime, it's really difficult. And so just didn't make the plays when we needed to make the plays. I thought we improved. I thought we got a little bit better, but coming close isn't what we're looking for. We're looking for the W.
Now, Coach Fritz, where I was disappointed, I'm watching the game, is just you talk about those third and long situations, breaking down on third and long, especially in the second half. And just to me, the secondary just has to be better considering the players you're counting on there. They have to come up bigger than they have.
Yeah, you're right. You know, it's when you go back and look at it, a lot of it was missed tackles, but a lot of it is just losing leverage and, and just – when the ball crosses your face on defense, you run play, pass play, that's when the big plays occur. And we had a couple of those there where, it would have been a first down, but you tackle a guy and it's gained a 12 instead of a big gainer, So got to do a much better job of tackling and playing with leverage and staying over the top. All those things are very important for the secondary.
Now, Coach Fritz, when you look at freshman quarterback Michael Pratt, where he's at right now, he surely seems like that he's exhibiting poise under pressure. Now, he's had some mistakes, but it seems like he has a knack for making big plays. Do you think he has that swagger and that confidence going forward that a guy you could count on?
Yeah, I really do. I've been very, very impressed with his poise. I thought he did a good job this last week, throwing the ball away. Throwing it out of bounds when he's outside the pocket. He took a couple sacks the week before, and so he's learning. Very accurate. We chart the passes and the completions and the incompletions and drops and hitting the receiver in stride so he can continue being a runner. And he's gotten better in each and every game. And I've been very impressed with his poise.
This week's UCF coach, what do you see out of them?
Well, they got a very explosive offense. Miami and UCF played – I mean, I'm sorry, Memphis, UCF played this last weekend, and they set an all-time NCAA record over 1,500 yards of total offense between the two teams. UCF actually passed for over 700 yards in the game. I think they're averaging about 650 yards offense per game. So we're going to have to do a good job keeping them in front of us, coming up and tackling, making them go the long field, helping each other out in the kicking game, also defensively. And then offensively, we've got to match. We're going to have to be aggressive, go for it maybe a little more than you normally would on fourth down type situations and keep them off the field. And when our offense got the ball. They're not out there throwing big chunk plays out there. So it's going to take a total team effort. They've had a great team and program over the last few years, and they lost a heartbreaker as well. They had Memphis, and they had a chip shot field goal at the end of the game that they missed that would have won it for them. So we're traveling, going on the road down there. ESPN2, 2 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday.
Now, Coach Fritz, how do you motivate the players? Obviously, you're talking about going to Central Florida, and you look at their program. But 0-3 start in the conference, that has to be discouraging. You're looking for a third consecutive bowl game that is obviously still salvageable considering what you have to accomplish going forward. So how do you motivate the team? Is it just one game at a time? You don't worry about the big picture, whether you're dealing with the conference or actually going to a bowl right now?
You know, we just got to focus on UCF. And, you know, we need a win. That's the big thing. We need to go down there and play well. And like I said before, all three phases are going to have to play well. Heck, I'm out here walking on my deck, and one of my guys is out here working out on the sled. You got to probably hear that guy banging back there.
So right.
they're still locked in and know that it's a great league. Every team we play is going to be a good team. You know, there's certainly no gimmies, and we just got to improve. I think we made improvement from 2 weeks ago to last week. We need to make that same improvement this week.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz, good luck this week. Thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Roll wave.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.